Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Michaela, you know I love me my naked time.
I do know that, and I'm not going to tell everyone how I know.
I mean, I definitely understand that there's a time and a place for nudity. Mm-hmm. It has to feel safe.
Yeah.
And actor Jesse Williams thought he was safe to strip down in the newest revival of the play, Take Me Out, until video footage of him naked was leaked.
Yeah. And even though Jesse is playing it pretty cool, he's handling it pretty well, I think, the internet has had some very strong reactions, of course.
Yeah. I mean, you have a penis on the internet and you're a celebrity. The internet cannot keep it together.
I got to tell you, I didn't know where that was going because you paused after penis. You have a penis.
You have a penis.
What's coming next?
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, May 11th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, 15% off your first order with code WONDERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're all curious about our fave celebrities, and one could argue the fascination we have with stars is actually pretty creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Photographers stalk them for pictures of them doing normal things. Interviewers ask intimate questions about their love lives, their sexuality. Mm-hmm. Two girls start a podcast just to talk about them every day. And when a nude photo or video of a celebrity gets out, it spreads truly faster than wildfire.
Yeah.
And Jesse Williams learned that the hard way when video footage of him nude on stage leaked earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. So Jesse is best known for his role on Grey's Anatomy, but he left the show last year. Arisha, you watched mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy, right?
I did. I stopped watching about 20 years into the show, I'd say. They're on year like 40, I assume.
That's a big commitment.
It was. I was really committed to his and April's relationship. And when all that stuff happened, I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Shonda, that's it. This is the last straw.
You crossed a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much.
So he's currently in a Broadway revival of the play Take Me Out, and he stars as a baseball player for a fictional Major League Baseball team, and he comes out as gay in the play. Mm-hmm. Much of the play is set in the locker room, and it explores themes of homophobia, racism, class, and masculinity in sports. And in the play, Jesse and some of his co-stars get completely nude for their roles. Mm-hmm. And on Monday night, video footage leaked online of Jesse naked on stage in a shower scene. And the clip contains full frontal nudity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's unclear how the footage was even taken because Second Stage Theater, where the play is put on, has this strict no phones policy for every audience member coming to see Take Me Out. Just getting into the theater requires a person to lock up their phones.
Yeah, so any recording device or phone has to be placed in a sealed case throughout the show. The lock cases are created by the company Yonder and provided by the theater when you enter. And Second Stage says on their website this request was made out of respect for their actors. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about the leaked footage is it appears to be taken right up close to the stage, maybe even the front row. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty surprising that no one was able to spot the person recording.
Yeah. Well, I feel like part of the problem is you can record on so many devices now. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe Apple Watches at this point. Like, I feel like they had teddy cams. Like, there's so many different things you can have that can record.
True.
And it's just, it's shitty that people do this when they go to this kind of extreme.
Yeah, I just, like, imagine the person coming in with, like, you know, a secret spy camera attached to their, like, button on their shirt or something. Like, hey, I'm going to get Jesse naked no matter what.
Yep.
That's how I imagine. That's, like, how it goes in my head.
That's how it has to go.
He's like, you can't trick me, Yonder. I have a camera in my button.
And he has a very thin mustache that curls.
Yes, absolutely.
He's a villain. Yeah. So clearly this was not supposed to happen, but Jesse does seem to be handling it very well. He initially told Page Six last April that he was terrified of stripping down in front of a live audience night after night, but said he had asked God to do something scary and challenging that made him feel alive and not comfortable. And he seems to feel much more relaxed about it now. Mm-hmm. He spoke to Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live on Monday night about his experience being naked in the play and how he feels about everyone's reaction to it.
Okay, really quickly, I just want to address how you say naked because you know I think it's adorable as hell.
Yeah, I'm embracing it.
I love that you're embracing
especially
it.
Especially now that Brooke's not here, I'm going buck wild.
Go buck wild, girl. I love you embracing it. It's like the cutest thing ever. I don't want you to correct it. Always say naked.
Oh, God.
So on Watch What Happens Live, Jesse didn't address the leak directly, but he, like you said, did seem to feel pretty relaxed about it. Andy asked him about the nudity in the play, and Jesse said, everyone around me was going, are you serious? Are you sure? Nude, naked. And everybody makes such a big deal. And he added, I won't be scared of anything after this. Mm. I mean, I get it. You're naked on stage. Like, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Jesse also told Andy, it's a body. Once you see it, you realize it's whatever. And Andy also asked Jesse if being nude on stage is, I love this. He asked him if it's easier when you feel good about your penis. I laughed out loud when I saw that. I was like, Andy. And Jesse joked, I would imagine so. I don't, so I don't know. And then he like hesitated for a minute, which was so adorable and endearing, and everyone's laughing.
Yeah.
And he was like, he finally was like, yes, I only know from my own experience. And then he made some more jokes, but he definitely said yes. So we know he feels good about it.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I would think if you feel good about your penis, like if you feel good about your body parts, you're going to probably feel more comfortable exposing them than if you don't feel good about them.
Absolutely. When I was in my early 20s, I would like people were like, you have to be naked in this movie. And I'd be like, say less. Like, I was like, absolutely. I was like taking my shirt off. Like, let's do it. Look at these things.
Like, they're like, Michaela, this is just a table read. You can keep those clothes
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And then I slowly put my clothes back on and back out of the room. But yeah, I felt so good about my body. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I can be naked. I'm brave. I'm an actor. And definitely as I've gotten older, I'm like, is everything sitting right? Like, is the lighting perfect? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jesse's really downplaying the nudity, and he hasn't directly addressed the video leak. But both the theater currently staging Take Me Out, as well as the Actors Equity Association, have released statements condemning the leaked footage and have said it's a violation of trust and consent, which is absolutely true. I mean,
totally.
I feel like the response would be very different if it was a female actor.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
Really unfair.
Yeah.
In their statement, Second Stage Theater said, "It is deeply unfortunate that one audience member chose to disrespect the production, their fellow audience members, and most importantly, the cast in this manner."
Yeah, they even threatened legal action, saying taking naked pictures of anyone without their consent is highly objectionable and, you know, threatened that there would be severe legal consequences. The theater also called the leak an unacceptable violation of trust between the actor and audience forged in the theater community, which is so true because you do, I think as an actor, you put a lot of trust in your audience.
Yeah.
It's very vulnerable to go on stage, just even
Absolutely.
With clothes on.
I was going to say, with clothes on, it's already very vulnerable. And
it's
then
terrifying.
No clothes? Ugh,
yeah.
It's hard.
And Kate Schindel, the president of Actors Equity, also released a statement saying, "As actors, we regularly agree to be vulnerable on stage in order to tell difficult and challenging stories. This does not mean that we agree to have those vulnerable moments widely shared by anyone who feels like sneaking a recording device into the theater."
This just makes me think more of how so many people in the public stop looking at performers as people.
Right.
And they're just kind of like, you're here to entertain me. I can do whatever I want. And it's just, it's gross.
And like you said, this would be different if it was a woman. And
oh my God,
that's just so true because this made me think of when Jennifer Lawrence, like years ago, there were photos of her leaked that were private photos between her and her boyfriend.
Fappening.
Yeah. And it was, and you know, that was kind of this like eye-opening thing for me because I think like we all had that, you know, you kind of run to the internet and you want to like look. You have that moment. And I feel ashamed even saying that, but that's just normal because we feel like entitled to people's lives because of how the media gives us so much information about them. And after that happened, I remember it was this whole discussion and there was just a lot of conversation about how that was such a violation. And it was like, you know, there was just a lot of conversation about how it's wrong to look at those photos because we didn't have the permission to that. And it was like a violation. And that was just really eye-opening for me. I'm like, of course it is, you know, but we just think of ourselves as so entitled to these people's lives and bodies even.
Same. I was definitely, I'm ashamed to say it, looking for those photos. And it just became, that was kind of the beginning of me realizing just how toxic my participation was in this.
Yeah.
And I was part of the problem because I mean, these are, at the end of the day, these are people, and Lord knows, once my nudes get out, I'm not going to be happy about it.
Oh, me,
and
I'll be proud.
Not fair. I'll be like, who saw me making chicken wings? Like, come on.
I'm going to be the one selling my photos. People will be like, Michaela, we don't want those. I'm like, please, $2.
On sale. Obviously, the internet also had some very strong reactions to the video footage. Mm-hmm. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who co-stars in Take Me Out, took to Twitter to express his disgust over the leak. He said, "I'm appalled by the disrespect shown to the actors of our company, whose vulnerability on stage every night is crucial to Take Me Out." But some people weren't as upset.
Yeah, so obviously the internet always delivers really great responses. And singer Tamar Braxton tweeted about the footage, saying, "For sure, Jesse Williams has three legs and one can for sure cure the ND acne on my face." Okay, now we had some discussion about what ND means.
So much research.
So much research. And we came to the conclusion, the general consensus is that it means no dick, So her acne, I think she's saying, because she said also that she's celibate. So she's basically saying that her acne is caused by no dick. Which is just hilarious. And Twitter user at Sabrina_Vassal wrote, "You telling me Jesse Williams is handsome, sexy, articulate, humanitarian, and he has a big D. I get why his ex-wife can't leave this man alone." Jesse and his ex-wife, Erin Drake Lee, have been in an ongoing custody battle. But she makes some good points about him being articulate and, you know.
Sexy and handsome.
Yeah, sexy. Yeah, we all can agree about that. And at Same Old Legal tweeted, "Whoever took one for the team and snuck camera to Broadway to give us these Jesse Williams videos, thanks."
Okay, so here's my thing. Number one, I've actually interacted with Jesse and his ex-wife. I worked for a talent agency that represented him, and both very nice people. And so I don't love this narrative of, I get why his ex-wife can't leave this man alone. Which, I mean, Jesse, I've always had a crush on him. I think he's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I don't love how things went down between him and his now ex-wife. And, like, to the comment about sneaking the camera in, like, it's just so shitty.
Yeah, that's not cool at all. I mean, I know people are, like, making jokes about it, but...
Yeah, and there are plenty of pictures of his body without his penis showing where it's, like, honestly, that gets the job done for me. Like,
that's
he's gorgeous.
Plenty for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what they say, consent is sexy, so...
I absolutely agree. There's nothing sexier than consent. Yeah.
But naked or not, Jesse's work in the play is paying off because on Monday, he was nominated for Best Featured Actor at the Tonys. People don't know that because all they're talking about is this leaked footage.
Yeah.
But I feel like it begs the question, like, should we be looking at this nude content once it's out there on the internet where it lives forever?
Yeah, it's... Like we said, like, we're ashamed that, you know, we've both participated in this. And I think, like, you know, we've grown. We're growing. It doesn't mean that I'm not so curious.
Well, they're calling it a third leg. Like,
oh my, I mean, Nick, you just want to see it.
Yeah.
You really want to look.
I would just love to have Jesse's contact information so I can get consent from him to look. And then I can just look.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
All right. Well, someone has to have it. If you do have it, DM me, please, because I don't have it anymore.
We need consent.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.